With Montana News, I'm Rosie Costin. Montana wildlife officials are proposing to maintain the largest grizzly bear population in the lower 48 states at its current level of about 1,000 animals, even if the population loses its federal protections. A proposed rule released today by Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks sets a population objective of at least 800 grizzlies in northwestern Montana, an area centered on Glacier National Park and the Bob Marshall Wilderness. Spokesman Dylan Tabish says officials would manage for about 1,000 bears to give the population a protective buffer. State wildlife commissioners will consider the proposal on Thursday. A final decision is expected in December. Federal and state officials have been laying the groundwork to lift protections for northwestern Montana bears. Grizzlies in and around Yellowstone National Park lost their protected status last year. The trial of a pediatrician accused of sexually abusing young boys on the Blackfeet Indian Reservation 2 decades ago has been delayed. Former Indian Health Service pediatrician Stanley Patrick Weber had been scheduled to stand trial today on charges of abusing 2 boys below the age of 14 when he worked on the reservation between 1992 and 1995. The trial has been rescheduled to September 4th. Police in Kalispell are investigating after a 31-year-old man was found dead of possible stab wounds at an apartment in the northwestern part of the city yesterday morning. A 34-year-old man was arrested on suspicion of deliberate homicide and remained jailed today. Officials have not released information on what might have led to the stabbing. Montana has enjoyed seasonally warm and generally light to moderate wildfire smoke conditions over the last several days. That's about to change. Edward O'Brien reports.
Montana's air quality meteorologist Kristen Martin predicts wildfire smoke is going to push back into the region this week.
We've got a real strong ridge of high pressure building in, and like last week where we saw a lot of smoke move up from California and Oregon, we're likely to see the same this week. And on top of that, we're seeing temperatures near or over 100 in a lot of parts of Montana, so we're going to see fire danger increase here at home too.
Missoula City County air quality specialist Sarah Cofield.
The atmosphere itself is going to be pretty stable, so it's not going to be able to be blown away very easily once it does get here. So it's going to potentially be something that we're stuck with once it arrives, and if it does mix down, then it will accumulate.
Bud Cofield does not expect this week's forecast smoke to reach last summer's intensity.
But I would not be surprised if we see conditions hit unhealthy for sensitive groups. If we do see air quality deteriorating, we'll get that message out and let folks know, hey, it's time to cut back on your activity levels, get somewhere with some filtered air, and try to avoid exposing yourself to too much smoke.
Forecasters say the ridge of high pressure that's going to heat up Montana this week may break down by the start of next weekend. State air quality meteorologist Kristen Martin says that can be a double-edged sword, meaning
they can help clear out some of the haze, but increase winds and cause some red flag warnings around. So it's a little too early to say if it's going to be good news or bad news.
Air quality experts say portable HEPA air purifiers can help improve your home's air quality during smoky days. So can upgraded MERV 13 rated air filters for those with central air conditioning. The state's daily air quality report can be found on our website at mtpr.org.
Governor Steve Bullock is planning his third trip of the year to Iowa, just weeks after traveling to the Hawkeye State as he explores a possible 2020 presidential campaign. The Democrat is heading to the Iowa State Fair later this month. The fair typically draws presidential hopefuls because of Iowa's first-in-the-nation presidential caucuses. A Montana legislative panel has advanced a policy prohibiting lawmakers from harassing or discriminating against each other or others participating in the legislative process. The policy, initially approved today by a subcommittee, calls for mandatory training, encourages prompt reporting, sets a process for investigating complaints, and would make information about substantiated complaints available to the public. This week, locals in Butte will have a chance to help shape the designs for what the major creek corridors in town will look like after the Superfund cleanup is over. Nora Sachs reports.
In the next few years, a major focus of Butte Superfund cleanup is expected to be the removal of the huge piles of historic mine waste buried along the Upper Silver Bow and Blacktail Creek corridors that weave through town. Now, the parties responsible for the Superfund cleanup want to know more about what residents want those creek corridors to look like and be used for once the cleanup work is finished.
We've had a pretty robust conversation in our community about the final land use in the area for the last couple of years, and we want to bring that conversation back to the fore.
That's Julia Crane, the Special Projects Planner for Butte Silver Bow County Superfund Division. On Tuesday, the county, the Environmental Protection Agency, Atlantic Richfield Company, and the State Department of Environmental Quality are hosting two family-friendly community design workshops at a local brewery. Crane says they'll be asking participants to consider what exists in those creek corridors now and what they'd like to see 10 years from now.
This is going to be in our community for a long time, and we are going to be the people who interact with it every day, and making sure that we are involved, engaged in shaping that is really important. So come and be sort of the master of your destiny in your community.
The workshops are at 12 noon and 6 p.m. this Tuesday at the Butte Brewing Company. For more information, check out our website, mtpr.org.
No substantial new wildfire starts were reported across the state over the weekend. A 524-acre fire north of Hot Springs is being fought by 165 people. It does not threaten any structures. Fire danger will move up to extreme tomorrow in the Flathead National Forest. On the Kootenai National Forest, a public meeting will be held tonight on the 525-acre 10-mile fire at the Trigo Civic Center. The 488-acre Bacon Rind fire continues to burn south of Big Sky in the Custer-Gallatin National Forest. A meeting will be held at the Community Protestant Church in West Yellowstone at 7 p.m. tonight. I'm Rosie Costin.